This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Okay, so it's been about 5 days since I gave an opinionated piece out there to the world. This week, I reacted to the Minnesota Vikings preseason game number one, and Paul Allen came on the podcast on Tuesday to talk about the Minnesota Vikings season and his faith in the Lord. Go back and listen to those two podcasts if you haven't listened to those yet. And while you are listening to this podcast, I would greatly, 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 greatly appreciate it if you would review and rate and review the Minnesota Tim podcast. Give it a 5-star if you would like, or a 4-star or a 3-star. The power is in your hands. Like Bruce Almighty, I've got the power. The power of the rate and review of the Minnesota Tim podcast is in your hands. And I would greatly appreciate, greatly appreciate any rate and review. Okay, so let's talk about what I want to talk about today. Sonny Gray, the Minnesota Twins pitcher, made some headlines the other day, this week, because he was frustrated that he was pulled in the sixth inning by Rocco Baldelli after he gave up 3 hits, 0 earned runs, 10 strikeouts through 6 innings against the Kansas City Royals. The Twins won that game 9-0, and the Kansas City Royals are an awful team. They're 48-70, 19-36. But at the point that Rocco Baldelli pulled Sonny Gray, the Twins were only winning 3-0. And then they tacked on 3 more runs in the 7th inning and 3 more runs in the 8th inning. Caleb Thielbar came in and got out of a jam. And Sonny Gray post-game doesn't thank Caleb Thielbar for getting out of that. He doesn't talk about how great of a job he did in the 6th inning getting him out of that jam. Instead, he complains. He barks that Rocco Baldelli didn't keep him in the game. And he's made some fair points. Sonny Gray has been the best pitcher for the Minnesota Twins this year. This season, Sonny Gray, 18 games started, 7 wins, 3 losses. 89 innings pitched, and he has the best ERA among starters on the Minnesota Twins, and that even includes the new starting pitcher, Tyler Mahle. Sonny Gray's ERA, 3.11. And he really goes month to month, because I look at his numbers, and the month of August, he's at a 1.72 ERA in 3 starts. The month of July, in 5 starts, he had a 5.92 ERA. Then you go to the month of June, 3 starts, 1.69 ERA. You go to May, another 1.65 ERA. But the beginning of the year, in April, 2 starts, 5.68 ERA. Sonny Gray is a hit or miss pitcher. And when he's hitting, you do want to let him ride because he's feeling himself. He's getting guys out. However, the numbers do show that he is much worse going through the lineup the third time around. Go to MinnesotaSportsFan.com. It's a great website by Eric Strack. I get some information from this website. A little plug for him. It's a very good website about Minnesota sports. And he has this article on Sonny Gray. His first time through the lineup, opponents have a .639 OPS. The second time through the lineup, a .740 OPS. And the third time through the lineup, .923 OPS. Which clearly shows why Rocco Baldelli pulled Sonny Gray when the Royals started to get some hits off of him in the sixth inning. So what did he do? He pulls in Caleb Thielbar, who has a worse ERA, but the numbers also show that Sonny Gray is much, much worse the third time through a lineup. I was thinking about this a little bit this week. Sonny Gray, or any pitcher for that matter, is like a receiver in football who thinks he's always open. They are never going to say they're covered because they want the ball, just like a pitcher. But after Sonny Gray or a wide receiver drops a pass or gets blown up in the fifth or sixth inning, they're not going to go to the headline to say, yeah, you shouldn't have thrown me that pass. Or, yeah, you know what? You really should have taken me out of inning earlier to prevent me from blowing up in the fifth inning. Players are never going to do that. They are way too prideful. They make way too much money. And they think they're all that in a bag of donuts. I don't blame Sonny Gray for wanting to stay in, because Rocco has pulled a lot of pitchers early this year. And the Minnesota Twins bullpen isn't the best bullpen in the world. But in this case, against the Kansas City Royals in a game the Twins won 9-0, that is not the game to be making headlines, to be complaining about your manager for pulling you in the sixth inning after a couple of Royals got on base. You should be thanking Caleb Thielbar for getting out of the jam that you created and getting you the win. There's plenty of other times this year where I'm sure Sonny Gray could have went to Rocco and said, you know what, you should have kept me in the game. Or went to the newspapers and said, hey, he really blew it this time. But when you win, when you swept the Royals, that was a mistake. That was a mistake by Sonny Gray. Another topic that I wanted to get into real quick. The Minnesota Vikings training camp. It's Friday. They play the San Francisco 49ers on Saturday. Francisco, that's a fun name. And there's been a lot of praise, a lot of compliments towards the younger players that are on the Minnesota Vikings. Trent Williams was very complimentary about Christian Darrisaw, said, it looks like a younger version of me. Justin Jefferson, we know he's one of the best receivers in the NFL. He's going to get paid. And today, Friday, Andrew Booth Jr., he said that he was called Smooth back in fifth grade. Smooth. And he's waiting for this nickname to catch on in the Minnesota Vikings locker room. He wants Patrick Peterson to call him Smooth. And then there's Ed Ingram, rookie, second round pick, fighting for the spot on the offensive line. And it seems like he's going to get it. It looks like he's going to beat out his competition and become the day one starter on the Minnesota Vikings. At least that's what the reports would indicate. It seems like everyone is saying that he's playing with the first team more often than the other guy he's competing against. So my question is, if Christian Darrisaw is the next Trent Williams, we all know Justin Jefferson's going to get paid. We know Andrew Booth Jr. is the next Darrell Revis. Ed Ingram is, you know, going to be a day one starter his rookie year. How do the Minnesota Vikings pay these guys? The Vikings are so good. They're so good. How in the world are they going to pay these guys in 4 to 5 years? They're all going to be superstars. These rookie and second year players are just going to become the greatest thing since sliced bread. How are the Vikings going to pay these players? We got to get rid of Kirk Cousins. We got to figure out Justin Jefferson's contract. Oh my gosh. We just have superstars and superstars all over the roster. And they're only first-year and second-year players. Whew. I'm very concerned. I mean, if Andrew Booth Jr. is the next Darrell Revis and Ed Ingram is the next, I don't know, Steve Hutchinson, and Christian Darrisaw is the next Trent Williams, how are the Vikings going to figure it out? Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Have a great weekend. Thanks for tuning in.